All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys that Attorney Stan McDonald, who I just spoke to this morning, Attorney Stan McDonald, a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, he is the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about Stan McDonald here in just a minute. All right, this one's going to be a little more philosophical. I decided to set aside pure news and just do a commentary in terms of sort of a thing in life. And I believe I've said it before that I've built an entire life, me personally, an entire life out of shaving the corners off of square pegs and making them fit in round holes. I jokingly like to say that's my superpower. You take those little hard-edged square pegs, you round those suckers out till they fit right there in those round holes. I say it all the time. And really, it's because it's what I do. I mean, I do it all the time. Some have used the phrase square pegs and round holes to mean going against the grain or not fitting in or swimming against the tide, if you will. Not me. I see it as a phrase that speaks to problem solving, making things work that no one thought could work, pushing through the difficulties to arrive at success regardless of the beliefs of others that it could or could not get done. Look, don't tell me something can't be done. Just cut me loose and let me show you how. It's part of why I elected to go to law school in my 30s. You can't do that. Watch me. You can't run for the state senate against an incumbent. Watch me. You can't go down to Montgomery and fight the teachers' union on school choice. You can't vote down the gas tax. Watch me. Or the latest one that I'm having fun with, you can't just start a media company out of thin air. Okay, watch me. Well, just this morning, I read a social media post by a guy that I follow on Twitter. He's notorious for poking at trolls on his socials. He's always got an upbeat attitude with a kind of a healthy dose of sarcasm. He's also a retired Green Beret Sergeant Major. This morning, he said he was thinking about doing a speech on resiliency. He said he's been shot twice, blown up, had 34 surgeries to replace his or to repair his face, his jaw, his back, his hips. He also endured a $70,000 fraudulent credit card charge. He once failed a drug test in the military for reasons I can't imagine. And despite all of that, he presses on and keeps his daily travails and life issues front and center for all to see, and said that even with his new store-bought hip that was just replaced a month ago, he intends to run a 50-mile race and take the Army Combat Fitness Test in November this year. I mean, just wow. That's somebody who may have some life lessons to share, and I'm going to try to get him on a podcast. But what you just heard in all of that, though, was a don't quit attitude. He didn't get there overnight, though. It was built on a lifetime of shaving the corners off of square pegs and making them fit in round holes. He could have quit and no one would have questioned it, but he didn't. I was talking to a young lawyer recently about her next steps in her legal career. And I told her, I said, you know, I'm of the firm belief you can beat every lawyer in town, even the smartest lawyer in town, if you'll just put in the time to research the nuances of the law. Why? Because as one older attorney told me years ago, most lawyers are lazy and they won't do the research. Or in my words, they don't want to take the time to see if they can make the legal square pegs fit into the legal round holes. But please take note, though. I was sharing something with her that had been told to me just years before. And that's key because, you know, once you know this stuff, you got to share it. You got to pass it on. You got to bring up the next generation with the stories about what it means to actually stare adversity in the face and then change your circumstances. There was a great line from the movie Apollo 13. I hope you've seen it, the classic movie with an ensemble cast of people like Tom Hanks, Kevin Bacon, Bill Paxton, Gary Sinise, Ed Harris. It was about the Apollo moon launch that went bad and left our astronauts in the position of possibly dying in space. It's the mission that spawned the famous line, "Houston, we have a problem." Well, to save power in the middle of the crisis, the astronauts were having to shut down all their unnecessary systems and consolidating to one part of the lunar module. But that also meant shutting down one of their main oxygen-generating systems. And the backup system, it was having trouble, but it also wasn't meant for the extended time they needed. And then to add to their problems, the parts from one part of the module didn't fit with the parts of the other part of the module. In essence, the filters they needed to use were actually square, but the air scrubbers they needed to use were actually round. Ed Harris played a guy named Gene Kranz. He was the ground team leader. And at one point in the movie, he looked at all the PhDs who were staring at him, and he said, "Well, gentlemen, I suggest you need to start working on fitting square pegs into round holes and do it expeditiously." That's exactly what they did. They took inventory of all of the stuff that was on board the lunar module right down to the rolls of duct tape, and they figured out exactly how to save those men's lives by literally fitting squares into circles. It's an amazing story. But, you know, I'm told that that's the way things are a lot of times. Like, for instance, it's actual practice in the construction of railroads. It's a common method of securing the steel rails to the timbers. They drive a square cut spike into a pre-drilled round hole because it grabs the corners tighter and fits and stays. But look, even this desire to make things work, it still has to be tempered with wisdom. And that's another point that I need to make. Yes, you will have to have a don't quit attitude. Yes, you will have things you need to overcome. But yes, you need to also operate in wisdom. And that's not an excuse. That's a temperance. Because you can't always grab hold of things just because you think you can. Just because you can doesn't always mean you should. So more than once, I've advised my legal clients they might be able to file a lawsuit because they feel aggrieved, but it does not guarantee they'll win. More times than I can count, I've been in a military situation, whether in war or training, in field or in garrison, and recognize that taking the high ground, whether figuratively or actually, might not be as effective as just bypassing it. Having started businesses and run organizations, I know that success sometimes meaning not trying to outpace your market. Okay, so bottom line, what's the fine line here? When do we look at life and decide whether or not to scrape off the corners of the square pegs we've been handed? Wisdom. That's what it boils down to. Is there a real problem? Then yes, solve it. Is there a real need? Then yes, meet it. Is there a worthy goal? Then absolutely work to achieve it. But I can look at some of the things I see in politics these days, and I feel like too often they try to justify their existence by holding up two handfuls of squared off, you know, pegs, and they still can't get anything done with them because they have no wisdom whatsoever. I mean, think about some of the ordeals and the crazy policies we've been forced to endure and tell me where the wisdom was. For instance, do we want to care for the environment? Sure. But the world, the market, the technology is not ready for the Green New Deal. But yet they forced what Biden called the necessary transition, and gas prices went through the roof. They even told us climate change was the existential threat to the world, and therefore they made the Department of Defense focus on it, and our military readiness plummeted. Square pegs, round holes, no wisdom. How about this one? Do we believe in the care and concern for others? Of course we do. But you can't force us to subject our kids to drag queens and the improper use of pronouns in some kind of a strange quest for the false sense of what they call equity. Equity and equality are two different things, and gender dysphoria in an adult does not mean they get to subject their insecurities on children. Square pegs, round holes, no wisdom. How about this? Do we believe that women and minorities should be given the same chances to serve in positions of authority? Sure we do. But DEI almost became the ruin of corporations and colleges and city halls everywhere. Merit went away in favor of reverse discrimination in the name of DEI. We should have never accepted that the first qualification to be a Supreme Court justice for Ketanji Brown Jackson was whether or not she was proper for the highest court in the land simply because she was a black woman, and then approve her simply because she was a black woman. Look, I could go on, but listen, here's the thing. Here's my point. Overcoming adversity in life will absolutely be a question of resolve and resiliency and faith and effort, real effort. Square pegs can actually fit in round holes. I know. I've proved it time and time again. Square pegs and round holes, where there is a need, a will, a problem to solve, I'm all for it. But it should never be at the expense of all else, out of the blind and unwise position that nothing else matters except what I want. That's one of the problems in today's liberal progressive policies at the state and federal level. They lack wisdom. Just because they can doesn't mean they should. Because it's wisdom. The scripture says we should seek above all else wisdom. Otherwise, all you're doing is hammering on your square pegs and making noise. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.